for downloading the Missouri Review Sound Booth podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of readings and interviews with writers, editors, and agents. This week on the Missouri Review Sound Booth, Missouri Review editor Spear Morgan and marketing director Chris Somerville continue their conversation about the Missouri Review's found text features. In this episode, they talk about finding and publishing Laurence Olivier's letters to young actors.
Spear and I would have to agree that one of our favorite more recent found text features is Laurence Olivier's letters to young actors.
For several decades, the Harry Ransom Center in Austin, Texas was really aggressive in acquiring archives of noted British authors. But in the case of Olivier, the British Library raised £1 million to keep this archive of over 150 boxes in England.
Yes, and we're certainly glad that they did. We were able to get a peek at the archive in 2006, and this was well before the collection was fully cataloged. With an archive like that that's so vast, the question becomes right away, where do you start? The holding has hundreds of files containing photographs, letters, business papers, notes, everything from Olivier's equity card to his Royal Air Force logbook.
We approached our week-long search by subject: early film and theater career, family life, military service, director of the National Theater. And so during what you might call a literary dig, we found a folder of letters to young actors.
Yeah, I think we both agree that this immediately captured our imagination. Contained in several slim file folders were copies of letters that Olivier had written to aspiring actors in response to the request for advice. And we really couldn't imagine American actors taking such time and care to do something similar. If there's a reoccurring theme in his advice, it's to study and train at a dramatic school, as he had done. He emphasizes over and over again that actors need training and a time and a safe place to practice their craft.
Yes, and as we say in the foreword, Olivier didn't have much patience for method acting, which comes out of acting teacher Lee Strasberg's belief that actors should search for a psychic connection with their characters and use their own memories and experiences and personal histories.
Right. This was completely counter to Olivier's training and his personal practice. He really had no high-flying theories about acting. He was a technique-based actor. He emphasized training through elocution, recitation, and extended memorization. He believed that an actor who began from the inside found only himself in the part.
There's a now famous story of when Olivier starred with the young, very methody Dustin Hoffman in the 1976 film Marathon Man, that during a scene, in order to seem stunned and in pain, Hoffman took a whole load of mood-altering drugs, which rather than enhancing his performance, impaired it.
The director had to do so many takes with Dustin Hoffman and Olivier that Olivier, he just simply wasn't used to this. And he became rather exasperated and said, "Oh gracious, why doesn't the boy just act?"
I think his experiences acting across from Marilyn Monroe were equally frustrating to a man who believed so fervently in craft, the craft of acting.
Yeah, after reading many biographies about Olivier in preparation for this feature and delving into this archive, it appears that he was really the last person on earth who wanted to play himself. In his 20s, he couldn't get out of Hollywood soon enough after being cast in quick succession as the leading man in first Wuthering Heights and then Rebecca, despite the fact that these performances were nominated for Oscars. He really, after making these movies and spending some time in Hollywood, he quickly returned to his first love, which was the stage. And while he continued to make movies off and on, of course directing and starring in the Oscar-nominated films Henry V and Hamlet, his acting in theater and eventually his directorship of the National Theater is what he felt defined his career.
The seriousness with which he treated his stage career is at the forefront of his selection of letters. What also struck us about these letters was Olivier's generosity with his trade secrets. In one of the letters, he offers precise detail of the process for applying the makeup that he wore as Othello. After explaining that he applied Max Factor number 2880 and then two coats of a lighter brown makeup, he writes, "One trick was given to me by Mr. Young of Max Factor, and that was to polish all body makeup with a yard of square chiffon when it is all dry. This brings a sheen, which is very welcome."
His advice to aspiring actors is consistent throughout these letters. There's a repetition of theme here. Study, 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 and practice your craft. He really emphasized the fact that there are no shortcuts. He advises these aspiring actors to enroll in whatever acting academy is available to them and to work hard on all fronts.
Even when being slightly discouraging to a young woman who sends him a record of her sweet, charming, but lacking in range recitation of a Shakespearean soliloquy, he maintains decorum and a level of sweetness yet seriousness. I'd say his response to her is fair, firm, and respectful. In all his letters, he strives to be helpful but not disheartening.
The Olivier feature speaks to the value of publishing letters as literature, something that the Missouri Review has become known for. At their best, I believe these letters here provide insight into the character of the private man rather than the public image. And they also reveal his generosity and kindness towards his peers and aspirant actors. He really deserves high marks for his generosity. Olivier said, "The only time I feel alive is when I'm acting." The passion with which he conducted his career is finally the best instruction he has to offer.
The Missouri Review is indeed proud of the fact that the Olivier feature is a first publication from this rich, important archive housed at the British Library.
You've been listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast, music by Mark Catalano. Check us out online at MissouriReview.com. There you can subscribe to the magazine, follow our Poem of the Week feature, and enter our 2014 Jeffrey E. Smith Editor's Prize with $5,000 cash prizes in poetry, fiction, and essay. Thanks for listening, and check back next week for a new episode of the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast.